Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I am very excited about our next guest. He's been a member of our Brain Trust now for about 6 years. We could not do without him. He's one of the smartest guys I know. And he is, Mike Daniels is here, folks, and he's a former chairman of Network Solutions, as you know. He took over that company back in the 90s and basically got it ready to become ICANN. And all the names and numbers that you have now for your domains and, you know, smallbusinessadvocate.com, joejohnson.com, ABC, Heating and Air Conditioning, and PeoriaIllinois.com. All that, that's because, large part, because of the shepherding of Mike Daniels and the people around him way back in the early days of the Internet. And he's just one of the great thought leaders of the Internet, and he's still doing it, and we're so proud of him. He's the author, co-author of the book all about that whole topic, Names, Numbers, and Network Solutions, and he's now the chairman of the National Advisory Board of AEI Global, and he's our good friend. Mike, welcome back.
Good morning, Jim. How are you? Great to be with you, as always.
It's good to have you back, Mike. We love having you on the show. Mike, you and I have talked about a lot of different things. You've made us all smarter since you've been hanging out with us. And today we're going to talk about something that we haven't talked about specifically, and that's the Internet of Things. Now, before I ever heard the word, the term Internet of Things, I owned one or two, like as in a thermostat that I could control from the other side of the planet from my smartphone, and I mean I've had it for years, and yet, you know, that was before I even knew it was an Internet of Things. But yes, that's one of them, isn't it?
That's one of them, Jim, and your example's great because think about how ubiquitous that is. You've had that. It's now part of the Internet of Things or Internet of Everything, and you didn't think much about it, but you've entered the digital age like everybody else on this planet is going to.
Well, I bought a little wireless picture frame, and I send my mother-in-law pictures of her granddog. And for, you know, two states away, that's an Internet of Things thing, and these are things. There are millions of them, and very soon there'll be billions of them all around the world, aren't there?
That's right, Jim. So you know, you and I have talked for many years about what we've entered the digitization of the entire globe. And the impact upon everybody listening today to your show in their business and in their personal lives is going to be unimaginable as this goes forward. Because when we talk about the Internet of Things or everything, those of us who have been in the tech industry for now me almost 50 years as this is all rolled out, what that is it is going to be billions already and maybe a trillion or more discrete computing devices that have sensors that are connected through what you and I have talked about for many years now, the infrastructure of the Internet. Uh-huh. So when the Internet was created by the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, a part of the United States Department of Defense and the U.S. government, the first money was put into that, let's recall for everybody, in 1962. Uh-huh. So that was now 57 years ago. And in 1994, the commercialization of the Internet began when Netscape in Silicon Valley went public. And I took Network Solutions public 3 years later in 97, controlling all the domain names on Earth. And without Network Solutions, nobody listening today could have connected to the Internet because you had to have a domain name to connect with an IP address. So
yep.
What we're now doing is we're in the third phase of this revolution, Jim. You've written about it in your book, and you got a great
yep.
book there, which everybody listening should read, because you are onto a big part of this. We don't understand this. People don't understand the implications. They're living in an analog world. Everybody listening today is moving quickly into a digital world, and we're going to have billions of devices connected. Your clothes, that's going to tell you when you should wash them. Your refrigerator is going to tell you when your food's bad.
Yeah,
your car is going to be an entertainment center.
You're going to get a text from your refrigerator on the way home telling you you're out of milk. Folks, this, and so as exciting as that may be, there are also issues involved in it. And we're going to talk about the opportunity, the good, the bad, and the ugly of the Internet of Things. There are all three of them involved, folks. And nobody can explain it better than Mike Daniels. And he and I will be right back after these messages. It's 20 Tales. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.